Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Samach Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the top line of Daf Samach Tes. You will notice immediately a triangle, and there follows quite a few triangles, and we are simply continuing with the topic of refuos, of therapeutic and medicinal procedures with regard to a variety of different ailments. The triangles highlight the different ailments. We gave extensive introduction to this topic back in our Shir on Daf regarding Daf Samach Zayin. So without any further ado, we continue with various ailments, diseases, and their remedies. Livruxi. Ruxi is an eye ailment. Lacy, akrava, deshev, chomri. You bring forth an akrava, a scorpion, that's spotted, that has seven different colors on it, which is an indication of its age. It's an older type akrov. Uniyavshe betula, and dry it out in the shade, meaning not in the sun. Dry it out in some environment, but not in direct sunlight. So now that you have a dried out scorpion, v'nishchok tarti monso kuchlo v'chado monso mine, you grind it up, two parts kuchlo. Kuchla is a type of substance, and one part of akrov. V'limli tloso mikhali b'hai eino, utloso mikhali b'hai eino. And apply three mikhali. Rashi, fourth line from the top, says, tloso mikhali, mikhol hu kanaf oif, o kaf rachov, dak, shell, eitz, shenotel bo hakochol v'nosein bayin. The kochol is the mikhol is a type of we'll call it an applicator. It's either it's made from a bird's feather, or it's a wide, thin type, a spoon like utensil used for applying kochol to the eye. So three mikhols in one eye and three mikhols in the other. Tfei lo limli, di lo poka ene. More one should not apply, because if one doesn't follow that and does more, that would result in the eye bursting out. Lishviri delelia. Shiri Delela is a type of night blindness. Nasi Shudra Barka. Shudra Barka is a rope made of animal hairs. The Rashi describes it as made of hairs from a cow, the tail of a horse, and once you have this this rope, the naser chado kara mine, the chado kara mikava. Take the two ends of the rope. One end you tie to your foot, and the other end you tie to the leg of a dog. The nitrifu yanuki chaspo abasre, and then children, yanuki or children, should nitrifu is to bang upon broken pieces of clay in back of him, he who is suffering from this night blindness, v'lemru le, and say the following incantation: Aso kalbo Achso Tarnagoyla. Asa Kalba is the reference to an old dog, and Achso Tarnagoyla is a reference to a wild or a crazy chicken. Whatever the case is, it's an incantation. Veligvi Shev Umtzi Misheva Boti. And one should then collect seven pieces of meat from seven houses. Velisvinu nihale betzinura d'dasha, and place them in the door socket. The tzinura d'dasha is a door socket. It's the place in a door upon which the door swings. Swings open and shut. We'll call it the door socket. V'nichlinu b'kilkili d'masa, and then eat them at the town garbage heap. Boser hachi lifshot shudrabarka, and afterwards you untie the rope from your leg. V'neimru hachi, and say thusly. Another incantation. This is a two-line incantation. Shaviri de ploni bar plonisa. The shaviri is the blindness of so and so, mentioning his name and his mother's name. Shavkinu le ploni bar plonisa. They should leave so and so. Velichru le kalba bebisa diene. And cleaned unto the dog in the dog's eyes pupil. Lishavriri diyamama, a blindness during the day, daytime blindness. Lasi shiva sunki migavo dechiusa. He should bring seven organs that are known as a tchol, sometimes translated as a spleen. So if you accept that translation, you bring seven spleens from seven animals. Nitvinhu achaspa d'umna, and then roast them on top of a piece of shard that's used by bloodletters in which they collect the blood of their patients. Rashi describes it as a klicheres menuval. It's disgusting. As we described, it is a vessel into which blood flows when bloodletting takes place. So we've gathered these seven spleens and roasted them on this shard. The lasiv ihu migavoi v'inish achrino me'avroi, and the person, the blind individual, sits from within, and a sighted person sits from without. Venemo le avira, and the blind man should say to the sighted man, "Hav li de'echol, give me to eat." Venemo le hech psicha, sav echol, and the sighted person shall say, "Take and eat." Ubasu de'ochil lisbere lechaspa, and after he eats, they would break the shard, the clay vessel. De'ilo, if not, hajri iluva, disease will return. L'doma da'asi minechira, blood that comes forth from one's nostril. Lasi gavro kohen d'shmei Levi, bring forth a person who is a kohen, whose name is Levi. V'lichtov le Levi l'mafreya, and he should write the name Levi backwards, starting yud, then vav, then lamed. V'lo, and if not that, lasi inish me'almo v'nichtov le. Bring forth any man from the public and have him write the following incantation. Ano papi shilo bar sumki limafreya. Write that backwards. V'ilo, and if not that, nichtov le hochi, the following incantation. Tam deli b'me kesef, tam deli b'me pegom. V'ilo, and if not that, lesi ikro de aspasto. Bring the roots of an aspasto plant, the ashlo de puria atika, and the rope from an old bed. The Shas often describes beds as being made of a bed frame and ropes that are strung in a crisscross fashion, on which you could place a mattress and recline. So bring a rope from an old bed. The Kurtisa Rashi describes as Nyar Shalmuchin. It's a type of paper made from some type of soft raw material. Umariki, and bring that plant, Mariki. Visunka Duliva. This is a red substance that grows in a lulav from the palm tree. Viniklinu Bahadi Adodi, and you take these ingredients that we just mentioned, the root of the aspasta, the rope from the old bed, this piece of paper, the Mariki plant, and Sunka Duliva. Niklinu means burn them Bahadi Adodi together. Velesi Gvava de Amra, and then bring a clump of wool. Vinigdil Tarti Psilta, and then wound around or twine two wicks. Velitmish Bechala, and soak these wicks in vinegar. Vinigdaval Bekitma Hodain, and then roll them around in the ash from the materials mentioned just before. Venesiv Venechire, and place the ash in your nostril. Ve'ilo, and if not that, Lechsi Amasamayim de Azlis mi Mizrach Klapi Marov, find a stream of water that flows from east to west. Venifsa Venekum Chad Kara Lahai Gisa Vechad Kara Lahai Gisa, and stand with your feet across this stream, one leg on one side and one leg on the other side. Venishkol Tina Biode Diamina Mituse Kara Dismale, and then with your right hand you bend over and take from under your left foot some mud. Ubiyode de smola mituse kara diamine, and with your left hand take from under your right foot some mud. Finigdol tarti psilta de amra, and then twine two woolen wicks. Vinitmish betina, and then soak them in the mud. Vinasiv vinichire, and then place it in your nostril. Vilo, and if not that, Lasiv Tusi Marza, then you should sit under a Marza. Marza is a drain carrying water off a roof. Vinaisu Maya Velishdu Ale, and bring the water or allow the water to flow over you. Vilemru, and say as follows, Kihechi de Paski Hani Maya, just like these waters will stop. Lifsok Dome de Planya Bar Planisa, the blood that flows forth from so and so, stating his name and his mother's name, should also come to an end. Ladomadasi Mipumo, blood that comes forth from someone's mouth. Badkinon Le Begila de Chitza, take a straw of wheat and you investigate. Isarach, if the blood sticks to the straw, then Meireo Kaosi V'is Le Takanta, that's a sign that the blood is coming from his lungs, and that has a remedy. V'i Lo, and if it doesn't stick to the straw, then Mikavda Kaosi, then the blood is coming from his liver. V'les Le Takanta, that ailment has no remedy. Omar Le Rav Ami Le Ravashi Va Anan Ipchotnan, but do we not have a Tanaic source that reflects the opposite? That if anything, the deficiency regarding a liver is less severe than that concerning a lung. So, and this source comes from Maseches Chulin, which deals with a matter called Trefa or Trefos, different organ deficiencies that cause an animal to be unfit, to be unkosher. And it says there, Nital hakavei velo nishtar himenu klum. If the animal's liver is completely missing, that would make it into a trefa. But from that we know that if a little bit of liver remains in the animal, it's still considered kosher. So you can have a large amount of liver missing from a living animal and it's not rendered a trefa. However, when it comes to a lung, even if it has a fine hole in it or a little piece is missing, the animal is rendered a trefa. So you see that the sensitivity of the rea is much greater than that of the liver. Omar lei. So he answers, that's Rav Ashi answers, Kevon de mipume kaasi, since the blood in our above mentioned test is coming from his mouth, Amar ismuchi ismach, it's a sign that the liver has completely disintegrated. So there really is nothing left of his liver, and that's why we say has no remedy. Omar Mar, it was said, I me rea kaasi, islay takanto, if the blood coming from his mouth is from the lung, as we can determine through the straw test, then there is a remedy. My takante, what is that remedy? After all, we're dealing with someone that is that blood is coming forth from his mouth, and we identified it as blood coming whose origin is in his lungs. What's the solution? What's the remedy? Lacey, Shiva, Kuni, bring seven handfuls. Mipirma de silka, shredded silka, silka type of vegetation. So seven handfuls of that. Veshiva kuni pirma de karsi, and seven handfuls of shredded karsi, another type of vegetation. Vechamisha kuni frida, frida is a type of grass. So it's five handfuls of this frida grass. Utlosa kuni de talfachi, and three handfuls, fistfuls of talfachi. Talfachi sometimes is translated as lentils. It's another kind of vegetation. The kuna de kamuna, and a handful of kamon. It's a type of spice. The kuna de chavli, and a handful of chavli, which is another kind of spice. Ukenegdon kansa patirta, and an equal amount to everything that we've said till now. In other words, you would add up all the handfuls that we've said till now, and that amount, ukenegdon kansa patirta. Kansa is the entrails of an animal. In this case, it's an animal that's a firstborn to its mother. So you would have the intestine or the entrails of a firstborn animal, and the quantity, as we said, is equal to all of the sum total of the handfuls mentioned till now of the other ingredients. Velivshil, and cook them up. Velechol, and eat it. Velishti abasrei, and then after that drink, shikro harifa de teves. That's a pungent, potent beer that's brewed in the winter time, winter month of Teves. Lekocha. We look at Rashi. Rashi, just a couple lines down from here, look toward the end of the narrow lines. Lekocha choli hashinayim apim. It's an ailment affecting one's inner teeth, one's molars. Omar Rabo bar Ravuna. Lacy tuma yichida. Bring a garlic where you have an entire head of garlic that has only one clove growing in it. The nimz resei b'mishcha, and grind the garlic in oil, umilcha, and salt. The nesve atufroi, and then you take this ground substance, you place it on the thumbnail of your hand. That's Venesvi Atufri de Alyona Dahu Gisa de Koyev Le. As we said, you please put it on your thumbnail of that side of your body where your that where the teeth hurt. The nehader le gadan fadalisha, and surround this ground up substance with a little rim of dough. Vinizdaher lebisre dekoshi lechivra, and be careful that the potion or the medicine that we described doesn't come into contact with your flesh, because if it does, it increases the susceptibility of tsaraas. Tsaraas is a disease of the skin where one experiences a skin discoloration, an extreme whitening of the skin. We have a new marking. If they are triangles, because they continue with the diseases. However, on the side under the Mivneh heading, we indicate that these triangles that are labeled Aleph through Dalet are four shlavim shel tipul b'cholizeh, four stages of dealing with this particular ailment. So we continue in the Gemara, Lechinchi, and we look at Rashi on the last narrow line, Lechinchi, Ababuos Hagedelim Begoron. They're a type of boils or pus accumulations that are developing in one's throat. That's chinchi. So lechinchi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, chumsi, ki mamru. Chumsi means the leaves of a plant called chumam. Those leaves are as effective as mamru, another kind of plant. The ikra de chumsi, the roots of the chimum plant, odif mi mamru, are even more effective in mamru, in healing this ailment. Veninkot befume hani. Let's read that again. Veninkot befume hani luukumi. And then put them in your mouth and recognize that these are to arrest the situation from prevent it from getting worse. However, this is not the remedy. It's a means of preventing it from getting worse. However, we mentioned that in the suffering in the patient's throat, there appear to be some type of pus accumulation or boils that are developing, and our goal is to pierce these and release whatever is in them. So we continue with a stage two. Livshuli, this is described by Rashi as in order to have all the pus accumulate in them, making readying them for their eventual splitting open and release of the accumulation. So lishuli is an attempt to have all the lecha, the pus accumulate, readying it for its eventual release. So how do you do that? Lishuli, lisi pori deresh nafya, bring the bran that you find at the top of a sifter, the talfachi be'afrayu, and talfachi, a type of legume, we suggested, often translated as lentils, that are pulled out of the ground where they grow together with their dirt. The shuvlilta. Shuvlilta is another type of plant called tilson. The chumrasa de kashusa, and the flower from the kashus plant. The ninkot ke'amguza bepume, and then take of these ingredients about a nut quantity. Amguza is the shiur of a nut quantity, and put it in your mouth. Next stage, We mentioned that we wanted the pus to accumulate in those respective spots that we described before as like boils coming forth from his throat. Now we want to have them split open, want to open them up. In order to open up these boils and have the whatever accumulates accumulated in to be released, linfach le chavre tachli chivrusa begila dechitza. You have your friend. Before we go try to translate the Gemara, try to create an image here of using a straw as a pea shooter. So that's what we're going to create over here. You take this. Gila dechitza is the straw on which a wheat kernels grow. So the stalk of a wheat plant, which is hollow like a straw, and you take tachli chivrusa, those are the seeds of the shachlayim plant, and you take those seeds, put them in the straw, and have your friend blow into your throat. Asuki, in order to heal the, say the wound or heal the boils after they've been split open, lesi afro mitula de besa kisei, bring some dirt from the shadow. Tula's the shadow of a besa kisei. Besa kisei is often translated as the facilities, the bathroom. What's referred to here is a field bathroom where a person sets up stones in such an arrangement that one, when he wants to relieve himself, would sit upon these stones. So we're taking dirt from the shade of those set up stones, the nigbul bedufsha, and knead it together with honey, the nechel, and eat that. The malile, that's beneficial. Another ailment, labarsam. Rashi, in referring to barsam, which you see three lines from the bottom, Rashi says, choli shikurin, which is a French word, huba min horosh derech achotem. It's a type of disease coming from, originating in one's nose and coming forth from one's head. For our purposes, it's the name of an ailment. So, labarsam, lesi ki pistika de nishdur. He should bring a pistiki. Pistik is a type of nut. It's a small nut, so it represents a certain shear, a certain quantity, and you bring us that quantity of nishdor. Nishdor is a type of medicine that we can refer to as nishdor. So you have a pistika quantity of nishdor. V'chi emgoiza dechal benisa duvshenisa. And amguza is a nut of the size of a nut of sweet chelbana. Umoli tarvada, moli tarvad is a quantity, it's a known quantity in the shas. So a moli tarvad of duvsha chivra, of white honey. Umoli natlo bas mechuza chamra nekeda. A natlo bas mechuza is a certain specific measure. Natlo is a cup from mechuza, so it's the mechuza cup measure. That amount of chamra nekeda, of a clear, translucent type wine that is not red. A non-red, clear wine. Vinish lukinu bahadi adodi. And you take the ingredients mentioned and boil them together. V'chi boshel nashdor boshel lekule. When the nashdor is finished cooking, that's a sign that all the other ingredients have finished their cooking. V'ilo, and if you don't have those ingredients, an alternative remedy for barsam, lesi reviyasa the chalba, the iza chivrusi, bring a revias, it's a liquid measure, of milk from a white goat. We continue at the top of Amud Beis. The netaife atlas kilchi karba, and you then take the milk that we just referred to, and drip three drops. Well, I should say drip it upon three kilchei kruv, karba. Karba kruv is a type of vegetable. So the kilchei are this kruv stalks. V'nivchishei begavzo demar mehin. And stir the pot. And this will be cooked up. These ingredients will be cooked up. So you'll stir the pot with a piece of wood from a tree called the Mar Mehin tree. So you're going to stir the pot while the ingredients are cooking up with this type of wood. When that wood gets cooked, then it's a sign that everything else is ready, is already cooked. V'ilo, and if not those ingredients, lacy. Nafki the kalbo chivra, you bring some dog droppings from provided it's a white dog, it's droppings. V'nigbol benatfa, and then you'll knead it together with natfa. The Natfa is again one of the substances necessary for achieving the remedy. V'kamo de'efsher nafka lo nechol, and do your best as much as possible. Don't eat the dog droppings, the mafrik. It causes limbs to detach. Legira, for that ailment called gira. Rashi has a French word for it. Lacy gira de lilta. Gira de lilta is a plant. Or actually, let me correct myself there. Rashi, let's read the Rashi together. Gira de lilta, chetz shel lilis. Even sha'asuya, it's a stone that has an arrow look to it. V'noifeles im haborad. And it comes with with hail. So find this stone, Giro de Lilta, v'nifche, and position it so that its point is facing downwards. V'nishti maya ilio v'nishti, and pour water over it and then drink it. V'ilo, and if you don't have that, lacy mimayo de ishti minayo kalbo belelio. Bring some water that a dog drank from at night, v'nizar v'nizdar migilia, and make sure that it's water that wasn't exposed, wasn't subjected to gilui. Gilui is the suspicion that a snake may have drunk from it and deposited therein its venom. So if you can find water that a dog drank from at night and that water was not subject to giloi, that's what you are to use. Ligilia, someone who drank an exposed beverage, and the fear is that he consumed snake venom. Anpika de chamra chaya, so the victim has to drink an anpika, is a revius, it's a known liquid quantity of undiluted wine. Lemursa, someone who is suffering from mursa, anpika de chamra v'ala talana. So he takes a revius of wine with o'ala talana. Rashi says o'ala talana ahalas adam kemin talas shani. It's a type of plant. That's a red, very red plant. Le pircha de liba, for one who suffers from heart palpitations. Lacy tlas brushaisa de siri. Three barley loaves. Ve nishterinu bekamcha the lo overlay arboin yomin, and these loaves should be smeared with kamcha. Kamcha is also known as kusach. It's a type of dish that's made of sour cheese, sour milk, and bread. So that is spread over these barley cakes. And the kamcha described here, this kusach, is that it hasn't sat for 40 days. It's less than 40 days old. Venechol, and then eat it. Venishti abasrayo, and then drink afterwards chamra marka, wine that's very diluted with water. Amale Rav Acha midifti Ravina. Well, if you do that, the kol shekein de parach libe, that will only increase his heart palpitations. Amale ano leyukra de libo amri. What I was suggesting, the above mentioned remedy, was for heaviness of heart. Lepircha de libo, for heart palpitations, lesi tlas brushaisa de chiti, bring 3 wheat cakes. Vinishtirinu bedufsha, smear them with honey, vinechol, and eat them. Vinishti abasra, and then drink afterwards chamro chaya, undiluted wine. Litzarcha deliba, for chest pains or pains of the heart. Lesi tlas be ninya, 3 egg quantities of ninya. Ninya type of plant, sometimes translated as mint. 3 egg quantities of ninya, ubiasa de kamuna, and an egg quantity of kamon, ubiasa de shumshimi, and an egg quantity of shumshimi, sometimes translated as sesame, velechol, and eat it. Lekeiv mei, for stomach pains, lesi tlas mea pipuli arichte, bring 300 long pilpilis. The chol yoima nishti mea minayu b'chamron. Each day, you drink 100 of them. It seems that these would be ground up and mixed with wine, and so you're going to drink 100 of them with wine every day, for apparently for 3 days. Ravin de minarish oved lo libarte drav ashi mea b'chamshin. May hani di don the itzia. Ravin from Narish prepared for Rav Ashi's daughter 150 using our pilpulin, as opposed to the pilpuli arichta, using our pilpulin, and she got better. Le kirtza, for this ailment called kirtza, Rashi says toilayim toilayim shemayim. These are intestinal worms. Anpika de chamra be'atrafa de ara. You take a revius of wine with atrafa de ara, is the leaf from a tree, the ara tree. Lekirtza de chivra, for white kirtza, lesi bizra galgila, bring galgila seeds. Vinitsaira Beshistag, and tie them together in a piece of cloth made from cotton. Vinisaire Bemaya, and soak it in water. Vinishte, and then drink the water. Vinizdair Mibinsa, be careful not to swallow the seeds that were just mentioned. The Elo, if one is not careful, minkivo le lamine, those seeds could pierce one's intestine. Lemesar, person who is suffering from loose bowels. So to stop the loose bowels, sisin retiva bemaya. Rashi gives a French word for sisin, so it's fresh sisin in water. That's what one should drink to help stop the looseness. Le mishra, if a person is constipated, so in order to loosen up his system, yaveshta, that's sisin, dry sisin. When we have the opposite to stop one's looseness, we told him to use the fresh season here to deal with a constipated individual, to have him be released from that. Use dry season b'maya with water. The simonef, in order to remember which is for what, so remember the following: itza retiva de sachar nara. Fresh itza was used to dam up the river. So what you learn from this is, when you want to stop something, use the fresh one, the fresh season. L'tachla, this is an inflamed toil. Toil is often translated as a spleen. So someone suffering from an inflamed spleen, lacy shave bini demaya. Five, you bring forth seven bini demaya, seven leeches that are found in water. The niabshinu betula, and dry them out in the shade. The chol yoima nishti tarti utlosa b'chamran, and each day drink two or three with wine. The ilo, and if you don't have that, lacy tachla detzifrasa delo iftach, bring the spleen from a goat that has not given birth yet. Venitche betanura, and you take this spleen and stick it into an oven. Venuki lehadei, and stand opposite it. Venema, and say the following incantation: Kihechi diyavish hai tachla, niyavish tachle de ploni bar plunisa. Just like this toil is going to dry out, so too my spleen should dry out. V'ilo, and if he doesn't have an oven, nitche beni urbi de beso chadata v'neima hachi. He should stick the spleen, the toil, between the urbi beso. Rashi says beni urbi across from here. Rashi says yatiach oisei bekoisel v'yidbak bein shuros hakoisel. Yibasham, stick it between the rows of stone or brick that form the walls of the house, and it'll dry out over there. And then say the incantation. Ve'ilo, and if not that, Livki Shachva deshachir b'shabata, find out if there's a person that died on Shabbos. Ve'nishkale liyodei, and take the hand of the deceased. V'noisva atchole, and place it above your own spleen, the suffering individual's spleen. V'nemo, and say the following incantation: Kihechi diyavish ha yada, just like this hand is dried out, the hand of the dead man. Niyavish tachle de ploni bar plonisa. So my citing his name, he says that his spleen should dry out as well. V'i lo, and if not that, nasi binisa, bring forth a fish, v'nitve be napcha, and roast it on coals that are found by a blacksmith. V'nichle b'maya de be napcha, and eat the fish that's been roasted on the coals used by a blacksmith. Drink it with water that he uses to extinguish the hot iron. Vinishti, let's read that again. We said Vinitve Beinapcha, take the fish and you roast it on those coals that are found by the blacksmith. Vinichli Bemaya de Beinapcha, Vinishti Mimaya de Beinapcha. You will eat it together with the water that he uses for extinguishing the hot iron, and drink that water. Hahi iza dehavis shasya maya de beinapcha. There was once a goat that drank waters from the blacksmith. Ishtachit, that goat was slaughtered. Velo ishtakech lo tachla. They didn't find a toll in that goat. Ve'i lo, and if not that, liftach chavisu dechamra lishmei. He should literally means open up a barrel with him in mind, but that really means he should drink a lot of wine. you can see Rashi on the Rashi occupies both columns, and in the second column of Rashi, Liftach Chavito de Chamer Lishmei Yikne Chovis Shen. Rashi, three lines from the top. You buy a barrel of wine. Lishdioso Klomar Yishte Yayin Tov Tomid Harbe. He should drink a lot of should drink good wine on a regular, a lot of good wine on a regular basis. The Gemara continues. Omar le Rav Acho bre de Rava le Ravashi, I is le chavita de chamra lo osi le kame de mar. If he had a barrel of wine, so he wouldn't come seeking out a remedy. The wine itself is a remedy. Ela margil bepas shachris de ma'alyo lekule gufi. The best remedy is to eat the eat one's breakfast, eat the morning bread, which is beneficial for one's entire body. Rush chasa is explained in Hebrew as tachtonios, which might be associated with something like hemorrhoids. Lacy, akika is a type of grass. The ilva. The aspircha is raw silver. U martucha. Rashi explains martucha. He gives you a French word. Vehumi psolas akesef. Bokum shechoy from kesef menakaka. Vyoitzkimoy soyu mala rischa. Vehu marsucha. It's a substance that you find where you mine silver. And it seems from Rashi that you would boil it, become molten, and that's what we're referring to here. And what other ingredient? The chumrasa de filon. Rashi explains that as chumrasa de filon, boton, shanoshim tolos b'tzarem shel zov, osho kesef and noisein bo, shemesh murav bo, min boisem sheshmo filon. Women would wear this, a type of spice that's called filon, and it's mixed with oil. V'dome le'ali gefanim, it's similar to grape leaves. K'nisantros kehanim shalav kimus b'mor me gluvkia b'shemen ole gefanim b'filon. So the point for us is that these are the ingredients. You bring the, we mentioned already, akika, ilva, aspircha, marsucha, and now chumus of the filon, and another ingredient, v'shiafa the chamimta. Shiafa the chamimta are dove bird droppings. V'ninkat, and then take them together, b'shachaki de kisna b'kaita. Kaita is a reference to the summer season. Shachaki, this is worn out linen fabric. And that's as far as putting all of these ingredients into linen fabric in the summertime. Uda amar gufna is cotton besisva in the winter season. And this would then be applied to that part of the anatomy which needs the remedy. Vilo, and if not that, lishti shichomarka. He should drink diluted beer. Lishigruna. Shigruna is an ailment affecting one's legs, one's thighs. Lasi pasio du monini. Pasio is a pot full of fish brine. It's brine from small fish. The nig dere shishin zimni aho matrase, the shishin zimni aho matrase. And you would then roll it around on one leg 60 times, and likewise on the other leg 60 times. Samirta, Rashi says, Samirta is a type of stone. that grows in one's urinary tract. It basically prevents passage of water. So in order to solve that, nasi tlas nitofaisa mishcha de kufra, 3 drops of mishcha de kufra is the residue that comes from pitch. Vitlas nitufaisa itzra de karsi, and 3 drops of liquid that comes from squeezing out the karsi plant. Vitlas nitufaisa de chamer nikida, and 3 drops of clear wine. Velishti lay, and then place it liish ba'ama on a man, on his male organ. Liisha ba'isamokum, and for the female, where the water is passed forth from her. Ve'ilo, and if not that, lesi uno de zika, bring the ear of a jug. A jug would have, in order to handle it, it's a jug handle, called literally the ear of the jug. Ve'litli le le'ish ba'amo u'le'isha bedodin. And once again, we're dealing with solving this urinary tract stone. So you take this jug ear and hang it on the man from his organ, and the female from her breast. Ve'ilo le'si chuta de zehurisa deshatse duma bas duma. Bring a thread of zahoris. Zahoris is a type of, for not mistake, a type of dyed wool that was spun by a woman who is of ill repute, the daughter of a woman likewise of ill repute. Ve'litli le le'ish ba'ama u'le'isha bedodin. And that string that we just described, that was spun by such a woman, then suspended from the man on his male organ, and for the female from her breast. Ve'ilo lesi kino de zohar unikeva, and if not that, then bring a kino. Kino is familiar from the maka of Mitzrayim of kinim, a lice that was found on a man and on a woman. Ve'litli lei le'ish ba'amo u'le'isha ba'oisamokom, and then attach it or suspend this kina to a man from his amo and a woman in that place that she passes water. Ve'chi mashtin nishtin asisna yevesta, and when they urinate, when they pass water, they should do so on sisna yevesta. Sisna is a type of plant. It's called a sneh. The sneh is known from the Chumash, from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and the burning bush. But for our purposes, it's a plant. It's a dried sneh, betzinura didosha, that's placed in the door hinge, and so that's where one would pass water. V'na'ayin bechumrasa denofat mineh, and should be careful to discover the stone as it comes out of him. Demalia lekulu tzimra. This stone is used as a remedy for all kinds of different fevers. Letzimra bara, for this called external feverish state of fever. Lesi tlosa grivi sufli. Bring 3, grivi is a measure, a saw, 3 saw of sufli. These are date pits. Utlosa grivi, atraf adra, and 3 saw of the leaves from the ador tree. Ve'nish lukinu, and boil them, kolchad l'chudei, each one separately, the date pits separate, and the leaves of the ador tree separate. V'leisiv binayu, and then sit between them. V'leisivinu betarti meshichli, place them in 2 bowls. V'nesi psura, bring a table. V'nanach iluya, and place each bowl on a separate table. V'nekum mi'ilui hai, v'leisiv ilui hai. Umeil hai veloisiv ilui hai. You would get up from one and sit on the other, get up from the other and sit on this one. Ad the nasik bay havla, until you feel heat. Velischi minayon, then wash with these waters. Vechishasi, and when it comes to drinking, mimaya the adru lishti, maya the sufli lo lishti, mishum the ma'akri. Drink the water from the soaking leaves, but don't drink the water from the cooked up date pits, because that can cause sterility of a man. Litzimra gavna, for internal heat, feverishness. Lacey shiva boni the silka mishev mishari, bring seven handfuls of silka, a type of vegetation, from seven rows where they grow. Vinish lukinu ba'afrayu, and boil them up together with the dirt that comes when you pull these this root plant out of the ground. You get, it comes with dirt. Take the dirt and boil these seven handfuls of silka together with their dirt. Vinechol, eat it. Vinishti, and drink the water. Atrif adra b'shichra, and the, as far as the drinking is concerned, you'll drink the adra leaves with beer. Oi, we continue at the top of Daf Ayin. O, invi tola b'mayim. Invi tola is a reference to grapes that grow while the vine is positioned on a palm tree. And the final ailment in this long series, the chazizisa is explained by Rashi as yalefis. It's a type of skin disorder. Lacy shev chiti arzenaisa, bring seven large wheat grains, viniklinu, and burn them amora chadita, on a new let's say metal blade of a spade. In other words, it's a, you have a mora is a garden implement, an earth digging implement, and it has a metal bottom to it. We call it the blade, and in this case you bring a new one, and on top of it you will burn these seven large wheat grains. Vinofik mishcha minayo, they'll start to have some oil flowing from them. Vinishuf, and smear it on that chazista. Rav Simi bar Ashi oved le lahu oved kichavim ledover acher v'itzi. Rav Simi bar Ashi applied this remedy to an idol worshipper who was suffering from tsaras, and he got better. Omar Shmuel, Haiman de Mochule Ba'alunki de Parsoi. The new marking that you see here is explained on the sign under the Nosei / Mivne heading, the house marking, and there's also the use of a dashed underline. The dashed underline in the Gemara will highlight the expression Mifilu Chai, the person is not going to live. These are tofaos, these are experiences or happenings. Shehem mevim lidei moves mahir, where death will set in rapidly. Vagemara noisenes drachim kidei lidchois hamoves maat. The Gemara here is suggesting methods of delaying the inevitable death a little bit. Ad shiaspik lochin savaso, to enable the victim to issue a will before his death. So we continue in the Gemara. Omar Shmuel Haiman de Mochule Ba'alunki de Parsoi. Someone who has been smitten by a Persian spear. They made their spears with the spearhead in poison. There was poison in the Persian spearheads. Michia Lochai is a person who was pierced by this Persian spear, he's not going to live. Adahachi vachi, but in the meantime, nisfu le bisra shmeina agomri, give him to eat some fatty meat, rich meat that was prepared on coals, v'chamro chaya, and undiluted wine. Efshad chay porta, maybe he'll live a little longer. Umafkir abese, and issue a will. Omarav ivi bar oven, hayman de bola zibura, person who swallowed a bee, a wasp. He won't live. But in the meantime, Nashke Reviyasa de Chala Shamgaz, give him to drink a Reviyas of this kind of vinegar. Efsher de Chai Portu Mafki de Basi. Maybe he'll be able to live a little bit longer, giving him enough time to issue a will. The Gemara will continue with more matters relating to health and remedies, but for our purposes, we'll pause here. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.